these field trips, they always make me realize why we have the UN and what the added value is. If you suddenly confronted with people who have lost everything and their only hope is the foreign response that comes, and you want the foreign response to be coordinated and to follow humanitarian principles and not national interests, you realize that you can help them, or you can add to this situation, and everything you do is just much more meaningful and needed.
As a woman doing humanitarian work, do you feel there are any particular challenges when you go to the field?
I think it is still rather unusual for women to go. It's still a very, very male-dominated world. And of course, you as a woman always have to stand your ground maybe a little bit more than men and show that you're capable of doing it, or that you have the stress resistancy or perseverance to work 24/7 for 3 months in a row and do also very exhausting work and be able to lead teams and task helicopters and things like that that are usually considered probably more male dominated. But I personally haven't really got any negative feedback or feeling that I wasn't accepted as a woman. I saw more the positive aspects of bringing a female perspective into the response, especially, for example, during the Ebola times. I found that in humanitarian emergencies, you often first think of the hardware. And I don't know if that's maybe a male perspective, but you think about logistics, about helicopters, about building Ebola treatment centers, bringing medical staff to countries. And often the social cultural aspects of, for example, Ebola transmissions is not acknowledged. And the reason why Ebola was slowed down or even stopped in some countries now is certainly that the response has realized that the traditional healers and the people who wash the dead bodies are mostly women. And then also the caretakers that got infected a lot of times were mothers taking care of their children. And you need to find a way into their hearts and minds. And if you come with a female perspective, I find this helps.
So you think it has a positive impact to bring more women to the field?
Definitely. I think the perspective of women, no matter if they're the people on the ground that are affected by a disaster or a conflict, or the humanitarian workers coming, first of all, you'll always have an example role as a humanitarian worker in those in many of the countries where women still don't have the same rights as men, and you can set an example, but you also have better access to the female groups, female communities, and you might also understand the mindset of the women better than maybe if you're a man. But again, this is all generalizing. I think the key, what the UN and what every a humanitarian agency needs, are just really, really good leaders. And I truly, truly believe that women have all the skills that it takes to become such an important leader in the humanitarian response.
What do you think it needs to be done to bring more women to the field?
We need more training, we need more management experience, because there are still fewer of us in field missions. But I also think for women, a lot of times the reason why they don't want to go to emergencies is because it's incompatible with a personal life. And I'm sure that's also keeping a lot of men out of peacekeeping missions. But if we could find a way where you can still have this kind of personal life and maybe just go on shorter mission and then have the opportunity to come back to a family duty station where you can take care of your children, then that would certainly help.
Is there any message that you would like to leave for women that want to be humanitarian workers in the future?
It's important to never ever give up. There will always be bad moments. It will be difficult, and things will be chaotic, and you don't see what you're doing. And just always keep on trying your best. Be always integer. Always listen. I think if you ask the right questions and include the right people, everybody can make a difference if you believe in it. And go into the field and make it happen.